Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. So this week we're coming to you with a mini mani to just cover some of the layover promos that have come out. So we'll be getting the layover album and the slow dancing music video on September 8th at 1 p.m. KST. So not shortly after this episode comes out. And then we're also going to get the Blue music video release on September 13th. So today we're just going to cover all of the additional promos. He's done some videos, some releases of photos and concept photos and stuff like that. So That's what we'll be talking about today.
Yeah.
Hey, stranger. The Opus is moving out and into a new season as we continue to explore the ongoing legacy of music's most iconic records. I'm your host, Adam Unz, and this season we're celebrating the 45th anniversary of Billy Joel's fifth studio album, The Stranger, a record whose critical and commercial success catapulted the piano man to superstardom. Helping us explore this classic collection are artists like Billy Joel's drummer Liberty DeVito, Regina Spektor, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Rozzy, Lissy, The Arkells, Bayside's Anthony Renari, and Ben Folds. Great music shapes lives, shakes rafters, and embeds itself into our culture. So let's find out why only the good die young as we deep dive into The Stranger. The new season is out now and is brought to you by the Consequence Podcast Network and Sony Legacy Recordings. Find us at consequence.net or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, so today we're coming to you with a mini mani, and we're going to just start covering some of these Blue music video teasers that we've gotten, a lot of the photos we've gotten, and also some of the shows that Taeyong has been on.
Yes, basically whatever we can before his entire album comes out.
I know. Oh my gosh. We're eagerly waiting.
We are. Yes. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our special sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated.
Let's go ahead and get into it.
Yeah. So we've gotten two teasers for Blue, which is one of the songs on Layover. And in the first teaser, what we see is that Taeyong is walking up to a door and he's impatiently buzzing the doorbell and pounding on the entryway. I've also seen some theories that this location that he's walking at, I could be wrong.
Yes.
Is this like from Run? Keep
going. Yes.
From like the Run or like the I Need You music video?
The I Need You music video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Which was also like the same location that the first Layover teaser was. The one with like the box floating through.
Mm-hmm. The package showing up at the front door.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Love that parallel. But then after you see him just like pounding on this entryway, he looks very impatient, maybe a little ticked off. Like he needs to talk to this person right now.
Yeah.
But then after that, we see Blue flashes across the screen, and then it shows its release date as the music begins to play. So we get a little snippet of the song here. It sounds very R&B with some soft drums and guitar and then some distorted vocals. Mm-hmm.
Really like fitting the vibe of what we've heard from the album songs so far too.
Uh-huh.
But what was so striking was like, when we saw Blue in the track list, we were thinking like more of a sad type of song, but just seeing him walk up and like impatiently buzzing this doorbell and like pounding on the door was very surprising to see.
Yeah.
So we see a little bit more of what is maybe going on in the second teaser of Blue, where in this case, he's driving through a parking garage and he's looking like he is searching for someone, looking all around, like maybe for their car. Where are they at? Are they here? And then it seems like he's probably calling that that same person over the car's speakerphone at the same time you hear ringing and going on in the background. And then it just quickly cuts to that same screen that says blue. And in this teaser, we hear Taeyong vocalize the word blue over and over again with a soft strumming guitar behind him. So, I mean, in that vocalization, it does seem a bit more like blue, a bit more somber, you know, but like the R&B going on gives you like a little bit of that soulful vibe at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, that like rhythm and blues kind of. Mm-hmm. Also in the video, it's black and white. So I'm like a black and white filter. So right. I'm curious to see if that is the entire music video is in black and white, or maybe they just have it for these teasers that way.
Yeah.
But also very interesting. That right. It's, you know, that filter is on
right.
there.
Or if like, if some point in the music video, if it will like turn to color or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we shall see. We'll have to wait.
Yeah.
But we really perseverated on the title blue and also what it means now that we've seen these teasers and what potential content acting will be happening in the music video.
Yeah.
So we feel like blue can be a color that obviously represents those emotions of sadness, but it can also be being cold or standoffish. One of the first things you and I said to each other was like, this is not blue like blue and gray.
Yeah.
This is blue like ice, like cold as ice.
Yeah.
And that's really how it felt. And so since Taeyong looks more impatient in this teasers, we were really thinking that this might not be as sad of a song. Like it might not be a breakup song like Rainy Days. It might mm-hmm. be more like blue, like vindictive and standoffish.
I think so too. Yeah. We'll have to see. But also just because of what we've gotten with Rainy Days and so far what we've gotten with Layover, I still kind of get the impression that it might be a breakup song. I'm not too sure. Like, whoever he's looking for, I just am imagining that it's this girl.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it does feel like very in the process of breakup or post-breakup or something
or
like that.
Or before the breakup.
Or before the breakup happens.
Mm-hmm. Where things are starting to go south. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Definitely relationship adjacent, but it's got us excited to see more about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm also just thinking like with blues being from St. Louis, there's a lot of history there with rhythm and blues, and the hockey team is called the Blues. So I started going towards like, oh, I wonder if this song is going to have more of that jazz element. We got a little bit of that jazzy sound in Rainy Days, but not like full on jazz that we've kind of gotten from Taeyong in the past. Like we know he really enjoys jazz music. So blues also makes me think of that. So we'll have to see. I think from the teaser, we got maybe just a little bit of it. Seems like that could be some of the instrument that's used.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we also talked at the last Iconic Hangout about how so far with the releases for Layover, these songs have been a little bit more slower tempo. And so we're curious if blue might be a little bit more of a quick tempo song or might have a little bit more energy to it. I'm not too sure. I feel like since blue is coming out so, like the music video is coming out so much later than the album release, it reminds me of like Mic Drop. The music video didn't come out until far after the album was released. Or even like Arson. I'm pretty sure Arson's music video came out after the release of Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
And those ended up being like some of the best songs on the album. So I have a feeling like blue might be that more like people are going to be waiting eagerly for the music video.
It's that like final heavy hitter of the comeback of like people are still, even a week and a half after the whole album drops, you're still clamoring for this music video.
Yeah we'll have to
see. I don't doubt it.
That's my prediction, but we'll find out.
But
even if it is more slow tempoed, I feel like it's so fitting for Taeyong. All of the releases we've gotten from Taeyong, even before these Layover releases, they were slower tempoed, more of ballads. That's just more Taeyong style.
Yeah.
Which I think is the perfect transition into the official release of Scenery, Winter Bear, and Snowflower.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Like the much awaited release of these three songs. Uh-huh. Like beloved by all of ARMY. I think especially Taeyong. Taeyang stans like have a special place in their heart for this music that we've just been like you guys have always been wanting like mm-hmm. officially to be able to stream
we
it.
We can stream it now.
Yes, you can stream it now. So they were released on August 28th at midnight, and I just love that he released these older single songs onto these streaming services, because with the release of this new album, like they're also going to gain traction mm-hmm. and they're just such wonderful songs and they deserve a promotion around them too. And so it feels like he's not only debuting his first solo album, but he's debuting himself as a solo artist too. Like, here's all of what I've already created yeah. as well, and you guys can listen to it and appreciate
right.
it.
Right. Like, I've had solo work before this solo album release. Right. Yeah. So I just think it's wonderful that these songs are getting to be promoted along too with Layover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see like if they end up on the chart, where they chart.
I am too.
Where they'll go. I don't think that as of recording this episode that any of that's out yet, but yeah. I'm interested.
I adore all three of these songs, but listening to them recently, Winter Bear, I think, continues to be my favorite of yeah. the three, but all of them are just so gorgeous and especially heartfelt. I feel like his songs are always very heartfelt.
Oh, so heartfelt. Like, I mean, he really does tell his emotional story through his lyrics. Mm-hmm. Like, Winter Bear is one of those songs in particular mm-hmm. that, like, is just will always have a soft spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much.
Me too.
So something else that he has released in preparation for Layover is a third set of photos. Mm-hmm. He's been putting out photos, but man,
I think there's going to be a total of four.
Yeah.
Four photo concept photos that are going to drop.
Right.
So these were the third.
These were the third. And oh my gosh, I am just freaking out over them. He has some that are like from the set of Love Me Again, where mm-hmm. it's like golden, just golden Taeyang glowing, looking mm-hmm. absolutely freaking gorgeous.
Just gorgeous.
I mean, how? I sent you a picture earlier. I need it to be your new wallpaper. Like,
yeah.
I need it. It's just,
I really should make
stunning.
It.
Stunning.
Yeah. Well, it's the gold lighting on him, but then there's also like a red background to him too. And it's just, ugh. So, yeah. so stunning.
He looks like the sun in the sky.
Yeah.
Like, really.
We also got photos from, like, the set of the Rainy Days music video. And these photos are just so boyfriend. Like, Taeyang's hair is so soft and fluffy. He's wearing just, like, a nice, like, white t-shirt. And the lighting is, like, very much natural lighting in this room. But all of these shots, like, he just looks so boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He looks, oh, God, he just looks so attractive.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, also, this is, like, that DNA Taeyang hair color.
Yes.
This is just so handsome on him.
I prefer this hair color mm-hmm. on him. I feel like I might be one of the few Taeyang biases who likes the blonde hair, but I love this,
but this
blonde hair.
This is, like, a blonde gray, like, a really ashy. It just yeah. looks so good on him. I am on board, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he looks super dreamy in these
so
pictures.
So dreamy, so mm-hmm. alluring, very mm. boyfriend. Like, you want to cuddle up with him on the couch and, like, drink coffee. And
yeah.
flirt and be
just
cute.
Everything.
Yeah.
Spend a rainy day in.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but then the other photos he dropped in this are way too sexy, way too hot. And you can tell that they are from the set of the Blue music video mm-hmm. because he's wearing the same jacket that you see him wearing in the fucking yeah. promos and the teasers. And these are black and white pictures.
Ah, the black and white filter. Ooh,
and he has like some eye makeup, like smoky eye going on.
He looks edgy.
Long hair, edgy. Oh my God, yeah, so hot. It's just everything. Leather pants.
Leather pants.
Stop. Oh my God.
I cannot believe that he's wearing leather pants.
And he's like glaring at the camera, like uh-huh. rocker boyfriend who wants you back. Like, it's,
ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I'm dying over these pictures.
Okay,
he looks so good.
But we've been talking about how Love Me Again and Rainy Days has been like this very mature take for a breakup. Like, maybe Blue is gonna be more of that angsty.
The angst.
Yeah.
Yes, give us the angst, Taeyang.
The pining.
Yes, the pining. Oh my gosh,
I'm
we
here
won't
for
survive.
It. Oh my God. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
The shoes too.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Ridiculously
all these
attractive.
Photos that you put in the dock and just scrolling through and being destroyed by each and every one.
They're just all of these third release of his photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. then he really finished it off with some like soft, like behind the scenes photos from like other photo shoots that he's had too, where he has like that really long brown hair.
Yeah.
Like,
and where Yantan is
with
in the
Yantan.
Photos. Yeah. So they're yeah. just like additional photos that we've of previous concepts we've gotten from the other the other photo concept photos that were released.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what a treat. Really looking forward to the fourth set of photos that he's putting out just because of these ones. Yeah, like, goddamn. It has to be ones from Slow Dancing.
Slow Dancing, yeah.
Yeah, since that's what we haven't seen yet. So, yeah. Gosh.
Yay.
All right. So the other thing that we really, really wanted to talk about was Taeyong's video that was his special meeting with ARMY. It was also titled, "What If Your Favorite Celebrity Hugs You Saying Thank You?" And the premise of this video is Taeyong surprising a fan with a day of hanging out together, which is just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's every ARMY's dream to be able to just like hang out with one of the BTS members.
How many times have you said this to me? How many times have you been like, I just want to hang out with Taeyong?
I just want to hang out with him.
Like, how cool.
I really, like, one of the things I would want to do is sit in the car and listen to music and drive around. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely, like, top five things I would want to do with Taeyong, hands down.
That'd be on your list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we've talked about this. Like, yeah. what you would want to do with each BTS member if you got the chance to hang out.
Right.
And supposedly, Taeyong really has been wanting to do this, where he just hangs out with an ARMY for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for this show, he was able to do it. And it's just, like, so heartfelt and heartwarming, getting to see him hang out with a fan. What really stood out to me was how he surprised her in like this restaurant, like coffee shop area. And he was nervous to go over and talk to her. Like he was looked a little eager and nervous too. But I just know that every moment of this was just, it really touched me. Like, of course I'm jealous. Like I would love to do something like that. But truthfully, I just felt so happy for her. Like you could tell how much it meant to him, how much it meant to her. And it really just felt like they were hanging out, getting to know each other, having fun together. It was just, I really enjoyed watching it.
Yeah. I loved when she still didn't know that he was there in the cafe and he was kind of like sneaking up behind her a little bit, like sitting at that table behind her and just admiring her, like looking at her with such genuine love and admiration for like who she is, just like as a person and just knowing that she's a fan and that she loves BTS and loves Taeyong. How cool, you know, he just looks so excited to be able to meet her. And I thought that that was really, really cute. So after they met up at the cafe, she had been dressed in like her military uniform because that's what she thought she was there for. And she changed. And then what killed me, like if I were sitting there, I would have died, was that he took off his jacket.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Like he was like, she was in a short sleeve t-shirt. So he was like, yeah, it's really warm in here. Like I thought I'd be a little cool in this jacket, but like, let me take it off. Can you imagine him taking off his jacket in front of you?
I mean, I watched it and I died watching it. So I'm sure if he did that in front of me, I would have like completely fainted there at the table. But yeah.
Kudos
and he was
to her.
Wearing, like his sleeves were very short. Like I don't think it was like a sleeveless tank or anything, but
no, but
arms were out.
Her name was Haeyoung, and she like really kudos for not like losing her shit the entire time because we would have.
Yeah.
But that really stood out to me. So, anyways, afterwards they went and played at an arcade together, and they did a bunch of different arcade games. And this was like something that they both had wanted to do. And so they played air hockey. They did like the punching game, you know, where you try to see how hard you can hit it. And a couple other games. And of course, Taeyong just dominated like the whole time. Like I thought it was funny how like even though he's hanging out with the fan, like having this special day, like
he's not letting up.
No, he's still gonna win. And like he was still so gracious about it, like very gracious, very like a very good winner. But it was just funny how she was just really getting her ass beat by Taeyong with all these games until of course they played darts. And when they played darts, she was like a natural at it, and she had never played before, so she finally beat him at a game there. But what I also loved was after the arcade they went and took photos together. That was like her main thing that she wanted to do, like photo booth photos. I mean, can you imagine?
She put like the ears, like the headband on Taeyong for him. And I just thought that was so sweet. And I'm sure that meant so much to her to be able to do that.
Yes.
But like, Yeah, like they just look like friends hanging out. It was so sweet.
And he was like planning poses that they did together, and like the photos turned out so sweet. And like what an amazing moment for her and for both of them.
He just looked so dreamy the whole time.
Yes,
like every time he smiled, I would have just been melting on
just
the floor.
Perfection. And because and he's smiling at her at and her. For her yes. and because of her,
like genuinely.
Yes. Genuinely, I just I mean, just so special.
His fucking aura. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Kim Taeyang.
Yes. And then they had a super sentimental car ride on their way towards parting ways at the end of the day, where she opened up to Taeyang about how hard of a time she's had in the past year and how she's really struggled with like depression and mental health and just feeling like closed off from her life and from her friends and her family. And like she was just having a really hard time and a lot of self-doubt and questioning, like, if she was going to make it, if she was going to be good enough. And she said that she would listen to 0 O'Clock, like, every day and would just cry to it, and that the song would give her a lot of comfort and that listening to BTS music would do that. And that really stood out just because I know, like, 0 O'Clock means so much. Like, to Bethany, I know you love that song right when it came out for so many reasons. And so just to have a Taeyang bias be able to tell him to his face, this song that you love, that you made, means so much to me and like helped me every single day. Like, you could tell that that meant a lot to Taeyang.
It meant a lot to him.
And he would start, like, he would start to get a little choked up, and he was very moved by that.
Yeah, but he was very reassuring to her too. Like, he really offered his advice to help her feel better too. That kind of went along with like the message of 0 O'Clock too. That I think he said something along the lines of like, she'll find people that'll match her heart, and that she'll find where she belongs.
And she really like took his words of compassion to heart, and it really meant a lot to her too, you know. And then at the end, like, I was crying by this point in the video so much. And then they go to say goodbye, and he opens his arms wide for a hug, and so she goes in to hug him, and she starts to cry a little bit, but it really seems like she was trying to hold it together.
But she really buried her head
in
his
shoulder. Oh, she really did. I mean, soaking it in, right? And then after he left, like, you kind of see a little behind the scenes clip of her just like bursting into tears, which reminded us of like every time that a BTS concert ends, like when they leave, like we all know the feeling of when they leave, it's so hard. And she just experienced that one-on-one firsthand. Like, she just burst into tears and all the staff is like trying to comfort her, and Taeyang walks back
came back
to like give her, he's like, you're serving our country, you can't be crying this easily, like, you're okay, it's okay. Like, but he gave her another hug and was standing there and comforting her for a bit longer. And that was just so sweet. So kind. He didn't have to do that.
He didn't. But of course he did.
Yeah, of course he did.
Because the way that she was crying, like the almost kind of sobbing to a point, really reminded me of like whenever BTS leave at a concert. That's I'm imagining like it's that times 10, times 100, because she just spent all this really wonderful quality time with him, where not only did they have a really fun time, like she laughed a lot, he laughed a lot, but also that time in the car where they really got to talk about, you know, just their struggles, and she got to share how much that song meant to her. And so, I can't imagine having to say goodbye after such a wonderful day spent with your ultimate bias.
I know. I mean, people say like never meet your idols because like they'll never live up to your expectations, but with BTS it's just like no, you can't meet your idols because it'll be impossible to say goodbye. It's too hard to say goodbye.
That whole interaction was just so sweet. You can tell that it meant a lot to both of them. So another show that Taeyang ended up going on, which I think Jimin was also on a show like this too, but it was, are you team dog or team cat? And it's this imposter challenge. So in this show, Taeyang sat down with 4 other cat owners, and he was given the challenge to be undercover and play as if he's a cat owner, even though he's a dog owner. And all of these people had to basically figure out who it was in the group, in this chat, this like group chat, who was the dog owner, who was not actually a cat owner.
Right.
And so they're like, they're sitting next to each other, but there's a partition between all of them. And it's like a very dark room and they're not allowed to talk or anything, but they all have phones and they're in this like group messenger and they're asking each other questions and sharing photos of their cats and stuff. And Taeyong the whole time was like, I really studied for this. He ended up using, I guess, Hive, or like the agency has a cat there. So he used that cat to like disguise as his own cat.
Right.
And so at first they like saw all the pictures and he had plenty of photos to share of the cat. So like people were like, okay, yeah, like they didn't know who the imposter was yet. But honestly, within that first round, they all pretty much figured out that it was not Taeyong, but they knew it was him. They didn't know it was Taeyong at this point. They just kept calling him like a minion. but Taeyong did not let up. He was really, really trying to, even though they pretty much knew it was him, he was trying everything he could to convince them that he is a cat owner. Something that really stood out to me was that they all discussed how they wish that their cats could live longer and that they could always stay healthy. And Taeyong, he talked about how even though he's not a cat owner, like he thinks that this is true for all pet owners, he really thought about Yantan. And apparently Yantan has like a heart condition that needs surgery. But I guess that even with surgery, they weren't able to fix his heart condition. So Taeyong really like connected with a lot of the other people on this, on being, and was able to like truthfully talk to it and be like, yeah, like I wish I could give my cat more years of my life, you know, because their lives are just too short. Mm-hmm. And one of the other cat owners, I guess he has two cats, and his older cat had been in the hospital for a month, and they really thought that his prognosis wasn't good and that he most likely wasn't gonna make it. And he teared up because he just loves his cat so much. And he was just reminded of how scary of a time that was when his cat was not doing so well.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Yeah. But something else, too, is that they knew that Taeyong was the imposter. But one of the questions they asked if he knew, like, what, I think it's sidestepping, what that meant for a cat, they said like their cat can no longer sidestep.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him if he knew, and he gave an answer, and I forgot what his answer was, but they played along as if he was right. And so Taeyong was like all proud of himself, like, yeah, like I got it, you know. And they just all pretended like, oh yeah, you're right.
Right.
Good job. How'd you know that? But he was still wrong.
I love that.
I just love that it was so obvious that he was the dog owner that they just like got to mess with him there.
Right.
And then of course at the end they got to reveal who it was, and they of course were shocked that it was Taeyong. Like, they were shocked that it was Kim Taeyong of BTS.
Right.
That
I mean,
on this show.
That's the last thing that you would be expecting there.
Right.
You know, you're pretty certain that that's the imposter, but do you have any idea that that's Kim Taeyong? No.
Yeah.
Amazing. But
it was cute to see him on these shows, mm-hmm. you know, as alongside the promos for a layover.
Yeah. I love that he's doing like this again, every single member's like comeback for their debut album is different.
Mm-hmm.
And every single promotion idea is different. And so I love that he's doing these types of videos that like is getting him to connect with fans in a different way, and probably like ways that he's really sought after for mm-hmm. a long time.
Yeah.
Super cool. But a promotion that all of the members have done is Sukruta.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming out next week will be, of course, Taeyong's episode of Sukruta.
I can't wait.
Finally. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So he's going to be on it next week, and he'll talk about layover with Min Yoongi. And it looks like there will be talk about Taeyong's handsomeness and his social media presence and the records that he's broken. We're really looking forward to it. And we have really enjoyed every member's Sukruta episode mm-hmm. so far. They've been really insightful into their work as solo artists. And so we're really excited to hear more about Taeyong's creative process and this album.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm curious to know really about the production side of it, you know, the instruments that he's decided to use, maybe even some of the producers that he's worked with, because he's worked with producers that we haven't seen any BTS members or any BTS songs have that they've worked on any of those. So
yeah,
I'm curious. Yeah. And also maybe the lyrics a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of want to know what's going on there.
Yeah. But maybe he'll enlighten us a little bit. Yeah. We shall see.
We shall see.
I'm interested to see what drink he brings, what they end up eating together, and just all of the antics that may go on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be a good time. Very, very much looking forward to the Layover album as a whole.
Yeah.
Whenever Probably you're listening when this to this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be listening to it.
We're not going
to
miss it this time, right?
No.
We're going to figure out exactly
the exact second that it comes
Korean
out.
Standard time.
Right.
Yes.
Right. We'll be on it. Yeah. So be looking forward to an episode about that coming up next week. We'll be eagerly awaiting talking to you all about it. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much for all of your support.
Yes, thank you.
And yeah, if you enjoyed this mini Moni or if you enjoyed any of our other episodes, let us know. Write us a review wherever you listen. It means so much to us. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.